What's up, After Buzzers? It's your favorite time of week, Queen of the South. But this episode gave me all the feels. We lost one of our own, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This song.
I wish I knew what she was saying, though. Oh. I was going to pretend.
I live for you. I live for you.
Oh, how it feels.
The heartstrings, right? The
heartstrings are pulling every which way this entire episode, with flashbacks, with love reunited, and parting of ways in so many ways.
Deep cuts, man. They were deep cuts, literally and figuratively. 100,
yes. Was it 100 or 1,000 cuts?
1,000 cuts.
Oh, long, painful
death. Luckily, she didn't quite get there.
Guys,
just one giant one.
And it was a cut and a dagger to my heart. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We have so much to cover this episode. My name is Candace Cruz. I'm joined by my lovely panel over here.
Yes, guys, I'm Alex Bowers.
I am Jorge Payo.
Guys, I had all the feels this episode. What are y'all's overall thoughts about this whole everything? Because I just fell in love again, and then I felt like it was all taken away from me.
Oh no.
It was so upsetting. But what did you guys think?
For me, it was I had this feeling of dread from the moment the episode started.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment the episode started, I knew something was going to happen.
I don't know if it was the music choice or whatever.
Ooh, good
but
choices, though.
Yeah, really? Sometimes with the music, you can just kind of tell, oh, okay, well, they're playing this right now. That means Widow's not going to make it, or somebody's not going to make it, you know.
So well, you just jumped right to the end.
I know.
Get it out of the way.
Sorry, guys.
Guys, as you know, this episode, I'm sure you already watched it, and you're all in your feels just like we are, but, you know, we saw a lot of Camila and really just revisiting Epifanio and the love that they had and the hardship that they had. And then we saw a lot of like Teresa and Güero and their relationship. And then we saw like James and his real like love for Teresa and like his
he was ready to
back
just
and forth. Yeah. It was just
blow
a lot.
It all up, man. Yeah.
So we have a lot to cover, but I really just want to start with Teresa and like where she's been captured and, and Güero and finding Güero and like this whole, like, you really realize how much of a love that they still have for each other.
Right.
Because we saw James, and obviously I'm Team James.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Team James.
We both are. #TeamJames.
#TeamJames.
I'm totally neutral on that. I just want Teresa to be happy.
Of course, as we all do.
I just want Teresa to be happy with whoever it is.
As we all do, but like to see like this first love, like genuine, passionate love that started the whole journey. Like, you can't deny that. Even if you are, like, with James or whatever their weird relationship is right now, like, when you're reunited with Widow and you thought that he was dead again for the second time and you're reunited with him, of course, it's just going to, like, bring back all of the emotion. And and he was really fighting to stay alive for her.
Yeah, that was his whole reason. That was his whole reason to stay alive.
Yeah.
Felt like the Princess Bride all over again.
You went that way. Okay, I was not expecting Princess Bride reference
Well, no, that's a whole, it just reminded me of
that. It's fine. But I did like, I appreciated actually a lot of the flashbacks between Teresa and Güero, and we got to see a little bit more of their relationship that we hadn't seen in a while.
He bought her a house.
Yeah, and I think we saw a little bit of that in season one, but not enough to like
but he
see
gave
the
her
birthday.
The
yeah,
and
we
the
learned
deed.
About him, giving the deed to the house to her, and it showed how much they really loved each other. It really did. I mean, even though I am Team James, we did see how much Weddle really cared about Teresa. Teresa.
Yeah.
There you go.
Teresa.
How would you feel if your first love was bleeding out in your arms?
I mean, I hope I never have to worry about that.
Right.
That's just...
Let's not even put that into the atmosphere.
All of that. But what I really enjoyed, too, is these writers are just so freaking talented. Jeez. And to see the ominous, like, almost like premonition or like I'm losing the actual word, but premonition works. Foreshadowing. Thank you.
A lot of foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing of, like, with the plane, in Widow's house, and, like, him already giving the look of knowing that something was going to happen to him, so that he was giving the deed on her birthday. Mm-hmm. And then later on, when he's like in pain and she knows after Camila cut, there's a shot mm-hmm. of just his eyes, and it brought her back to that flashback. So just to see the different ties.
I wonder if they're going to go back to that house.
I don't think so. I think that would be a dumb move on their behalf to like go back to the house.
Right.
Plus, they mentioned Brenda too, even in the flashbacks, which we haven't heard about her in a while.
Yeah. She was one of my favorites.
She was so good.
But yeah, they did mention Brenda.
They picked it right up there from where from 8 months ago, right when they were back on the docks.
Yeah.
And Cortez grabs him. Mm-hmm. Right, and is like, she left you, fool.
He held on for 8 months.
8 months.
Yeah. 8 months.
And torture with Cortez. Like, come on.
Ugh.
No one wants to be bothered with him.
Right.
No, I mean, Cortez.
He's a real one.
He's getting sneakier and sneakier. Yeah. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. But the widow and that is a conversation in the jail cell as well. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed. Because they talked about, like, what she's doing outside of everything that we've been seeing. She's getting her pilot's license. And I think that's, like, almost paying homage to Widow, is that she wanted to get that for herself and to...
And he wanted to be her first passenger. Oh, how about that? You wanted to be her first passenger.
Stop, you're making me really care about Widow.
Of course, he's a human, he has to care about him.
He's just not my cup of tea.
But you know he was her champion from the beginning.
Yes,
exactly.
I mean, I agree.
He was her champion from the beginning. He took on, you know, he beat the snot out of her boss, the guy when she was doing the money changing.
Yes, that was the first episode.
He always made sure that she was taken care of.
And I think every move that he's made, even though like sometimes we're like, no, don't do that. Mm-hmm. If you really break it down, has always been for Teresa.
Yeah.
Even with him leaving and hiding and then her getting so mad at him of like, you left me, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. He left her to protect her. Now, did it help? No, life didn't take it that way. But he left with the intention of it helping her.
Right. Mm-hmm. He gave her that book in that first season to take to Epifanio, thinking that that she could trade it for her life.
Of course, you would think that would be the viable...
Right. But Epifanio turns on him. Turns on all of them. So... He got what he deserved, too. I'm just saying. Pop, pop.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Camila.
Really going through it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that later. And so definitely keep watching about Camila and Epifanio and like their relationship, which was so all over the place.
The parallels.
But there was a lot of drama in this episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's mucho drama.
Mucho drama. And AfterBuzz has got a lot of drama.
Oh, you want to hear about some
drama? I want to hear all about the drama.
I'm going to tell you a little bit.
An accent.
Can you do that pote the whole time again? Because I loved it last week.
Oh, okay. Tony, can I get some music, something in the background maybe?
Oh, yes. Get some soap opera. Telenovela.
Some telenovelas.
Ay.
Here we go.
There it is.
There we go.
We'll just give that again.
What do you say that again? Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help, por favor. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now... Thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of Talk TV.
Bravo.
That was beautiful. Bravo. I had to get that on phone.
I had the whole time.
You guys, check it out on Instagram because I had to get a little clip to save forever and ever because that was just brilliant.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was brilliant. You got the pote down.
Pote had some killer lines tonight, too. I'm just saying, right?
Just like,
he was talking about Taco Bell.
Yeah.
What was the Taco Bell line?
It was, hey, it's a Taco Bell. Who needs a chalupa?
Or with the slushy. Who's the slushy?
How about a toast slushy? It's like a bump of coke. It'll keep you awake till Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't in the episode that much, but the liners that he had were just.
Oh,
like,
he had another one too. Where the fly, sometimes the fly needs the honey, sometimes it needs the hammer. You pick the wrong one, you get nothing.
I feel like we need a pote like corner.
Him. We totally need a pote corner.
Like
a little
like pote corner, and you do like all your favorite pote quotes. And it can be from previous episodes. We should try that next week.
We could. Yeah.
If you guys would like to see that, let us know in the comments below. Because I feel like he's got the pote down to an art.
Yeah, definitely. Text us your favorite pote. Comment your favorite pote quotes, and I'll do them.
I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Now, well, does it have to be from? It can be from past episodes, right?
Yeah. Past episodes.
It doesn't have to be this one.
You know what? Also, would be cool is like if someone created their own pote quote, and they think that it would be good, and they want to hear what it would sound like.
Well, sure. You want to hear pote do the Green Lantern oath? Comment.
or like the
real nerds will know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, clearly I'm not in that level. I'm so sorry, you all. But I mean, going back to Güero and Teresa, as much as we love Pote and we love you,
we love you too.
Oh,
and we love Alex. We love
everybody. So much love. And the doctor was showing a lot of love selfless love because he was really just the connection with Güero was just, I think it needed to be done, but I'm scared for him.
It was. Yeah. I think it was kind of a dumb decision knowing that he has a newborn baby in the back with his wife. I just don't.
Oh, are we talking about the capture? I was talking about just in the jail cell with
you're talking about in the
doctoring
jail cell.
For 8 months.
Oh, I'm talking about the capture.
No, I'm talking about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because did you see the look on his wife when she walked in and she saw Güero on the gurney and Teresa there? She was like, no.
Right.
I'm going to Mama's.
What do you do?
Yeah.
But also, I mean, if you were put in that position, would you help? I would hope that, like, the answer would be...
I would hope I would.
You would try, but as a mom or as a father, and you have a newborn, would you really put yourself in that position and
but
set them up
But you also don't expect someone to follow them and to... Like, that's just, you wouldn't expect that.
It was
you,
for
it's
love
a Cortez,
too,
yeah.
But it was also, I mean, it was.
He's worked for Cortez forever. He thinks that he's got Cortez on his side.
Yeah, like, but it was also for love. Like, Güero was there going, I have to stay alive for Teresa.
Of course. You know? And all he did was give him a knife. He didn't know what he was going to do with it.
Yeah.
And if anything, he probably thought that Güero was going to get out a lot earlier and go find Teresa, not, like, wait for Teresa to come and then, like, him get stabbed. No one expects. Mm. All of that scenario.
I will say though, Teresa and you know, telling them to just run with his family, like, you couldn't have given him a ride or something.
Right.
You know,
get like, away now.
Just run, bro. Yeah.
Just run. Well, we will touch a little bit more further on it in the episode about Teresa and Güero and their escape and everything. But I also want to talk about how Teresa ended up getting captured and getting put in this jail because Boaz is a flaky little man, and I don't know which. I think he's literally an opportunist.
Oh, he's
he just doesn't know where to go.
Yeah,
he's on the run. Mm-hmm. He's yelling at Santiago for like driving along. Santiago, what the hell, man?
Yeah. You're doing great.
That's my Boaz. Okay.
Boaz as well. It's great.
Yeah, he just got caught up, and now he's willing to do anything to get back at Teresa. But, I mean, you were the one that betrayed her.
No, Camila.
He's trying Camila, to get back at Camila. Sorry, Camila, not Teresa. But, like, you were the one that betrayed her. So, like, okay.
That was interesting. I didn't know that Pecas had called Boaz. I thought Pecas had called Camila straight ahead. So he called Boaz to get to send, and I guess Boaz thought that was going to buy him some time. He even had the nerve to call Camila and be like, so you going to pay me?
I got Teresa. I got what you want.
I got what you want. You going to pay me now?
It would be smarter if he like actually like exercised all of that. I think he was just like, here's my cards. You want them?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it should have been like something.
He should have held on to her a little bit longer rather than just handing her over to Cortez. Because that's what he did. You don't give up the merchandise without payment. Just saying.
Right.
Boom.
But Boaz, he doesn't use his brain ever, really.
No.
Ever. No, he's probably high. After that,
probably.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, James is all out for blood. But did anybody notice he really wasn't holding on too tight when he had that gun? It looked like he just had his arm on him and a gun on his face. I'm like, if anybody just did this, it would, like, get him off of him. Like,
I didn't notice.
It was just, maybe it was just me being like a little too specific.
Oh,
maybe
specific.
A little picky.
Yeah.
I mean,
because the effects and the action is so spot on with like all of this show. So whenever I see like anything that's just like that,
Yeah, but it was probably good for the wide shot. So that's why they wanted it like that.
I know. I'm just being
For the wide shot, they wanted it out like that. Yeah, that's what they want.
But Pegasus is just...
Oh.
He's a good villain, though. I will say that. You want to know why? Because he's very... He reminds me a little bit of, like, early Cortez, where he is very just, like, even-tempered, and he's like, what? I gave him to Boaz. Like, that, I feel like, is indicative of, like, a good villain. He doesn't have to exercise it. He's just like, I did what I had to do.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to let her, like... It's like, I can't enjoy a donut on cheat day. Right.
Have a bear claw.
On me. On me, of course. Like, I just gave away your woman, but on me you can have a bear claw. Of course. Why not? How does everybody know as well? Can I just, like, throw this in there? How does everybody know that James and Teresa are together? Because two different people made instances of James and Teresa. Didn't it just happen last night?
Right.
Just saying.
Because Camila brought it up, and who else?
I don't know, but I don't think Teresa is going on Twitter or Instagram saying, look at my boo thing.
Right.
Like, how do people know that that, like, happened?
I don't know.
Is it, no one else thought about that?
Now, maybe they figured because he met back with Teresa after all this time and got back to her, maybe they figured, oh, well, there has to be something going on.
Yeah, they must have made an assumption.
Yeah, they made an assumption.
But Beck has to be like, I know you have a hot boss, but like following her with your little doesn't really help anything. It's going to get you killed.
Beck was the one that made
that. Yeah, yeah. And the other reference was Camila when she was like, I heard James is with you and that you guys share a house and a bed. So how someone is telling her this stuff and people are like,
then she probably heard it from Pecas, right? Because Pecas called Boaz and Boaz, right?
But either way, it just boggles me that someone would know that happened last night.
It's like somebody passed a note in gym class. Like, so Pecas told Boaz and Boaz told Camila. And James and Teresa are making out. Oh my God. OMG.
Goodness. Right? I know. I see that, yeah.
Alex, you just take it away because I don't think either of us can finish this.
Okay, so after that, you know, what do we have? We have, their plan to, you know,
I'm sorry, escape. What?
Oh, the plan to escape.
Oh, I was like, wait, where are you taking us?
Yeah,
I was taking us to the plan to
escape.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of want to touch a little bit on Camila and Epifanio's flashback as well, because I think that would lead into, like, Isabella and the escape. But Camila and Epifanio,
With that watch, huh?
Yeah, and, like, holding it, and, like, I loved seeing just that beautiful shot of her, like, smelling the shirt, and, like, reliving all of that just to kind of take a moment back and, like, remember how much she really did love Epifanio.
But unlike Teresa's flashbacks, Camila's were all confrontational.
Yeah.
I think that was part of their relationship, though.
It's also a 25-year-long marriage as opposed to, like, Güero and Teresa, who were, like, together for, what, a couple of years?
Yeah. And it also could be, like, remembering, I think sometimes when we... something happens traumatic that we always end up like retracing the steps that led up to that moment. And so I almost feel like she was kind of like reliving every bit up until the death to where, when their war started between the two of them, that what if I would have done this differently, or that watch, or.
A lot of regret, lot of regret in Camila's past. And that was one of the things that Teresa was talking about too, because she was saying, because when Camila came in and was like, you killed my husband, Teresa was coming right back at her. No, it was your lust for power that killed him, right?
Yeah, yep. And to be honest, as much as I'm like anti with what Camila was doing, like I was Team Teresa on this, I took a step back and I was like, if I was in Camila's position, I would probably do the same thing. You shot my husband, and I had to watch him die in my arms. I'm going to do the same thing to you. And to do it in a slow and painful death, because that is what Camila's feeling, is the slow and painful death of, like, her husband and the memory. Like, 1,000 cuts, though?
Yeah.
Right. She only got one, though.
One big one.
But
right near that femoral artery. Hello.
I mean, they did that on purpose.
But I think she was more worried about her money, right, in that situation, that she couldn't go back in for more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that was the other thing, right? Teresa was talking about
offshore accounts.
Offshore accounts and then transferring the money into the other bank.
Which they did. They did not bluff.
No.
What was it, like $10 million? Mm-hmm. 10 or 12. So,
but I mean, Thaddeus has got some good people on her side. The fact that her guy knew that when she was captured to do that, good job. Good business tactics.
Well, that's all Teresa, though. That's good planning.
Of course. Yeah, you always have to.
Yeah, she's a good planner, though.
Because I was wondering, like, why isn't she, like, freaking out right now when she first saw Camila's face?
I think you have to, like, keep calm.
But I think it was because she already had a plan.
Yeah. True.
Then too. Well, that was like one of the first things that she said when she was being thrown into the cell, right? Was like, I need to talk to Camila because things are going to happen. If I'm not, if, you know, if she doesn't let me go, things are going to happen. Good she was point. Saying that already.
Yeah. And in the moment that they started cutting into Widow, she didn't flinch.
No, she didn't even turn around.
Didn't turn around. And I think that there was a reason for that because the less interested she seems, the less likely they're going to do
that makes
as
sense.
Much harm.
Yeah.
They're obviously still going to do it. But, like, that gives, like, a little bit of separation. Right. You know what I mean?
They don't see it affecting her at all. Yeah. I see that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I just, the Epifanio and Camila flashbacks did get me. And, like, it really brought up the emotion and, like, the humanity of what they're feeling and the tensions and, like, her attacking Widow. And then, like, obviously, Isabella is, like,
oh boy,
all upset because Kike found out from Boaz that Teresa's here and her mother didn't tell her. Like, would you be angry too if you were in Isabella's position?
Absolutely.
I would be so pissed. I would be pissed off. I want to be a part of the revenge plan. Like, let me get a lick in. I'm sorry. If I was in her position, let me do one of the stabbing something. Let me inflict pain on the person that was part of the reason my father died, you know?
Mm. Yeah. No,
please.
That
makes me sound
asked.
Like a killer or something, but I'm like putting myself in the mind of the daughter.
Someone that killed, I mean, she killed your, if she were to kill your father, you'd be all up in there.
Yeah, I'd be ready.
Yeah, and Isabella and the Camila altercation with like Cortez trying to sprinkle himself in, which pissed me off.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Hold on. Right. Do not mansplain Camila. Right. Do not like, discipline her child. This is not your place.
Right. What are you doing?
He's getting too big for your britches.
Yeah.
And getting too comfortable. And I think Camila knows that too. And it bothers her. But, like, Isabella, I think, is just getting a little too big for her britches too. I think that she's just very blindsided.
She's about to have a big old revolt right now.
Well, yeah, because
now the marriage is called off. What is that about?
Right.
Well,
she's not going to let that fly.
I mean, the fact that she went to the jail stupidly, not prepared. Like, these, think of it this way. This woman killed your father. Would you not be frightened by her because she pulled that trigger? Like, clearly she's okay with, like, killing someone. I would not want to go face her alone.
But I don't think you're thinking rationally at that point.
No.
You're she's still a teenager, for one. She saw her father die before her eyes. And she has one person that she can blame, and that's the person that was holding the gun. You're not thinking rationally at that point. I mean, if she was thinking rationally, she would have pulled the trigger the moment she walked through the door, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm not walking through the door and, like, holding the gun thinking I'm going to shoot somebody. I'm walking through the door. As soon as I go through the door, pop, pop, double tap, baby.
Right. Right. Ready to go.
Yes. Pop, sure.
Yeah. And there's no discussion.
But also, I think that's the first time that we see Isabella, like, I think this is a wake-up call for her that she is starting to want to get involved in the business and she's getting married and she wants to, like, learn as much as she can from Camila. And I think she realizes that, like, it's not as easy as she thinks it is, because these are people's lives. Like, you're looking into people's eyes and taking their life. Are you okay with doing that?
Right.
And, like, with a gun to your head, do you cower? You're not in that position to take over anywhere near. Camila gets a gun to her head, she doesn't flinch.
Right.
Right.
She's thinking strategically. All Isabella can do is just, like,
yeah.
Because she's still a kid.
But it's just the beginning for her, I feel like. We're going to see a lot more of her.
Well, she does
have Camila allows it.
I don't think Camila's going to allow it. The fact that she revoked the wedding and is saying, I'm going to make all the decisions for you now.
But I think Camilla was actually waiting for an opening in order to cancel the wedding.
100%.
That was, that came out real quick. She was like, oh, by the way, the wedding's canceled. That wedding wasn't going to happen from the beginning.
Well, we haven't seen mothering from Camilla that much, like that, to that extent of like, no, you're grounded type of thing. We've always seen like, no, don't do this. No, don't do that. Now it's like,
no.
Right.
Yeah, no. She's going to turn her into Rapunzel and lock her in a tower somewhere is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And what she said to her mom, like, I don't want to be alone and miserable like you, it was a lot.
Don't we all know how to push our families, like, pressure points, though? We know what button to press. Yeah. And she knew what button to press that was going to hurt the most. Oh. And it's those things that you hold that you never let go until it's like, that's your last bullet. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use it.
Right.
Because I know it's going to hurt, even though it sucks.
Yeah, the truth always does hurt.
Yes, yes it does. Really bad. Yeah. Really, really bad.
And kids always know how to tell their parents the truth, don't they?
Right.
No sugarcoating. No sugarcoating.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Love well, the day San Guido escape. I'm so sorry. I'm going to sneeze.
Salud.
Ah.
Bless you.
Good, bless you.
I did it! Teresa and Güero, right before Isabella comes in, like, the timing was just, like, impeccable. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, one after the other after the other. Like, this was an action sequence that was, like, Queen of the South with Worthy.
Yeah.
It was, like, good that action first, sequences. Like,
cut of the...
Oh, yeah, that was... Mm-hmm.
And gruesome. That's, like, that's the strategy that I expect from Teresa. Yeah. Of, like, Teresa and Güero as a team. Like, let's get the knife. We're going to... He calls at this time. We're going to get the other guy to come in. We're going to get him. Come in. Like, they knew how to work off of each other. Like, you could tell that there was a good partnership going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And, what, and you know, it shows how much of a survivor Weddle was, too.
Yeah. Like,
he was making those plans for the 8 months that he was in there.
I mean, what else do you do sitting there
for
8 months? You watch every detail, and you know every time.
I could not wait 8 months. I would have to come up with another plan. Could you sit there and just watch someone, like, do the same thing? He goes and calls his mom every day. Like, you know some people, it doesn't take that long. Like, killers, let's be real. It takes them, about a week to memorize someone's schedule, and then they're, like, on the prowl.
I think for me, I would probably sit as long as possible. And that's just, like, knowing, as much as I wish I would be like, I would leave early. Mm-hmm. Like, I think knowing myself well enough, I'd probably just sit there and, like, calculate everything to the extreme until I couldn't calculate any longer.
While getting tortured by Cortez, though.
Yeah.
I think he was.
Hmm.
Yes, I don't know. But I think that he knew instinctively Cortez was never going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was his pawn. And you know that if I'm your pawn... I can hold out to an extent. It's not gonna be worth it. But like, you're not gonna kill me.
But so was he waiting for Teresa? That's the whole thing.
Well, yeah, because he knew, and obviously he was correct that they were always gonna bring Teresa there, because if they're keeping Widow alive, they're keeping him to use to torture in order to get Teresa. Otherwise, they would have just killed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's how he knew he was a pawn. Therefore, he knew Teresa was going to come. So he was just going to, like, sit.
And wait.
Oh, man. How about when he was sitting on
that
gurney?
It's in-game goals right there.
Yeah.
How about when he was laying out on that table?
With the doctor.
With the doctor.
Yeah.
And Teresa goes and calls James, and he's like, you didn't have to call him.
Right? I know, I felt really bad.
I felt so bad for both of them.
We could have done it ourselves, baby. Why'd you have to go and call her?
I think she knew. I really think she knew that, like, it was, like, not going to be a great night for him.
Oh. I don't think she thought he was going to die.
Well, maybe not die, but I think she knew, like, something was good. Something was coming up.
When he was in the back of the Jeep,
just talking away
with Bote and James and him, I think all three of them knew he was going to die at that point. The way that they were talking, they were like, so he's coming back to Arizona with us. Yeah, well, we could use a pilot, I guess.
Oh, see, I didn't feel that at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that was all them trying to give him a little bit of hope or a little bit of comfort at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But you could hear it in the subtext.
Oh,
in the subtext, they were all like, he's a goner.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of subtext going on. And for all of you guys that are watching here on YouTube, we also do have iTunes and we have podcasts. So you can listen to our beautiful voices and our wonderful pote over here on iTunes. So be sure to go and subscribe and you can comment and leave us 5 stars. So we got thumbs up on YouTube, 5 stars on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I always like listening to it on the way to work. I love listening to podcasts every day. Mm-hmm.
What
so nice.
What are you doing in traffic?
Yeah. Right, exactly. I mean, you can only listen to songs so much.
Right.
But I feel like because we are the ESPN of TV talk, mm-hmm. There's so many different shows that you can listen to. Like right now I'm on Glow and listen to that. Yeah. And then we've got Quantico as well. So clearly I like the drama mixed with the comedy together, right?
Mm-hmm. Right on, right on.
But those are my themes. But definitely go check out us on iTunes. And if you're listening on iTunes, you can see our lovely faces if you hop on over to YouTube. So that being said, I did not catch any of that like subtext. I think it was just so overly emotional. With the shootout and, like, obviously the poor doctor. Oh, like, man. So concerned with the doctor and Cortez coming in. Like, I knew he was a goner.
I was afraid for that doctor's life, for sure.
I'm surprised he didn't start torturing him earlier.
I knew the blood was going to drop on his forehead.
Oh, yeah, that was too obvious, though. Like, when you see a shot of blood and there's a distinct shot of blood and a crack, it's like...
Well, I didn't know it was going to drop on his forehead.
I knew it.
That was cool.
Well, cool. I don't like it. I don't like it. Do you think the doctor and the mom and the baby and the wife got away?
No. I think they were turned into tacos.
No. Maybe the quesadillas.
Or quesadillas.
Like Batman Part 2.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that baby was definitely turned into a, you know.
I hope like not
a,
the baby.
No. Oh, that's delicious, though. It's like venison.
Stop. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry for the sound effects, everybody. I'm so sorry. That was awful.
Maybe the baby was the Pozole.
I have to say this. The doctor was really bold lying about the baby being in there because it was a newborn, it looks like. Mm-hmm. It'll cry at any second. And you're over here lying to Cortez saying, oh, my wife's gone.
What? Well, yeah, what else are you going to do?
No.
Hide them. Shut them up. Hold the
baby. The baby
could have
cried at any minute.
Huh?
The baby could have cried at any minute.
I think he was older than newborn. He was on the hip. He wasn't being carried like this, right?
I thought he was cradled.
Well, I can't remember. We would do a really bad investigation
if we had to report a crime.
Sorry, the baby didn't really...
The baby was a toddler. No, he's still
alive. The baby was kind of forgettable for me, so I don't know.
There was more important things. There was a baby?
Right.
Wait.
Well, that was a dog.
I was more concerned about Widow in Teresa's arms. Mm. Like, that was just so...
Oh, yeah.
And that music, Tony, can we get that song back again? Because that song was just so overly... I was just like,
it's so emotional.
So,
it's all
because
the feels.
I've loved... Like, I've been Team James, but Widow, like...
I never had a problem with Weddle, you know? I thought he was like the White Knight in many ways.
The White Knight.
You know? But I'm sad to see him go.
Yeah, for those of you guys that haven't caught on yet, Weddle's dead.
R.I.P. Weddle. R.I.P. Weddle.
But he was so... Oh, and then they bury him, and then she gets in the car.
The writer for the episode tweeted a little something about episode, too.
Yeah, we definitely have a clip for that. That will come up in a second. I think we're going to have a little bit of a song. TV news. But the writers are impeccable, and like, I absolutely adore all that they are doing with the show and the way that as much as I'm upset with Widow having to go, like, he had to go, I think, in order to, like, allow Teresa to go along. So what exactly did she tweet out? Because this is a friend of yours as well.
Well, yeah, I actually went to college with Daylin, back to NYU, still trying to figure out which building they bought with my tuition. right? So Daylin Rodriguez writes, it's all about Teresa's character. This is a huge loss for her, and it ultimately will change her. We need this type of trauma for her character arc to work. Hopefully you'll understand as you watch the rest of the season.
Mm. She's definitely going to grow.
Mm-hmm. I do, and I think that this will, again, like we've said, with all the past losses that she's had, it's one more step for her to become the queen.
Right.
Like, because with hardship and trauma comes strength and having to overcome it. And, like,
phew. The closest people to her are gone, Brenda and Widow.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
She still has Pote and Kellyanne and Tony.
Yeah, but they weren't there from the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. The OGs.
Mm-hmm.
The OGs, guys.
Sad.
Sad days.
There was just a lot in this episode.
I wish I had a little michelada so I could pour a little out for the homie. You know, just pour a little out.
Just a little for wedding.
Well, I definitely think that there's a lot to come. But we don't have too many because I normally with our game, mm-hmm. Would You Rather?
Right.
In our special segment that we have here. Normally, I pick kind of like along with the episode. But the only one that I can think of right now, guys, is Would You Rather have Team James or Team Zoero?
I'm still Team James. I just kind of ruined the like somber mood, but like.
I mean, Zoero's dead. He's old news now.
So we can't really choose.
He's
clearly, my game is moot. My game is moot. I'm so sorry. I retract all of it.
Man's dead. What are you going to do? But how about Pote? He's got both hands again.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That shot. Yes.
I think his hand got a little sore. He started yelling at the end.
Oh, yeah?
During the shootout.
Yeah. He's like, ah!
Yeah.
Probably still a little sore.
Maybe a little sore, yeah.
I'm sure.
He said he was ready now. So.
Well, maybe next episode seems like there's going to be a lot more action going on. So we'll have a better
They're going to
Would
war.
You Rather game going on with going into war.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more in store with this show. This kind of took a little slow, somber moment. So RIP, Widow.
Moment of peace. Moment of quiet.
Predictions.
All right.
That was very short. Predictions. Oh, I did it right. Ooh, I did the timing.
You did it right.
I'm trying to think.
Well,
okay. What do we think is going to happen?
Oh, well, there's a war coming.
Well, definitely a war. There's a war coming.
There's a war.
And I'm interested. Ooh, we didn't really touch on this because I kind of wanted to save it for predictions. But the last shot that we had was Camila and her Cortez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this is actually something that she's trying to like fill a hole? Not that she's actually interested in him.
I think it's or
sorry. Fill a hole. I'm sorry.
I was not going that route, sir.
I'm just saying.
I was going more along the lines.
Oh, okay.
I was going more along the lines. Is she trying to fill a void?
Oh, well, mm-hmm. that's
or,
same difference.
Or okay. Is she trying to manipulate him? With sex.
I think manipulate, but I think he sees through it, honestly. Like, he gave her the, you know, the hand, the rub on the hand, but I don't think he really wants her and on an intimate level.
You can't play a player.
I don't know.
I don't think either of them can play a player.
I've seen moments of him being, looking at her like, I don't know.
I don't buy it. And the reason why I don't buy it, I'm getting my manipulate
him. I think she's totally manipulating
him. I'm getting my pointer here.
Okay.
And the reason being is because if we do that flashback and we throw it back to when Cortez was talking about Zoero and he said, no woman deserves a man's loyalty like that. Somewhere along those lines. Then he throws in the element at the end where he looks at Camila in the eye and says, it's rare to have a man find the loyalty of a woman
but give it to me in a Cortez voice, okay, please. No, you can do the Cortez voice. Come on.
I can't do Cortez.
Yes, you can.
I can't do Cortez.
There it is.
That's my Cortez. It's rare to find a woman. That's all I got for you. All I got. But he is playing her just as much as she is playing him. Yep. It's going to come to an all-out fight. Mm-hmm. Boom. Oh.
Oh, she got excited on that one.
Sorry.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But that's my prediction for them.
In the preview, we see the daughter.
Isabella.
We see her in her, is he even her fiance anymore? She said the wedding's off.
I think they're still in
we
there.
We see Kike. It looked like he was being tortured, got caught up or something.
Love is a battlefield, man.
Do you think Camilla's going to use Kike against Boaz now that the wedding is off?
She can do it and not say it's family.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one. Yes, I like that one. Also, I think James and Teresa are going to get even closer.
No, absolutely.
I know that she's in mourning and that the widow thing is going to obviously throw her for a loop. But I do think because of that, she's going to keep him closer and that they're going to become a better team. Whether or not it's romantically, It may not be romantically
the
right now.
The partnership
is going to become stronger.
But the romance, I think that the widow death puts a little bit of the brakes on the romance.
I think definitely. So too. And James knew that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love James so much for that one like bit in the car where he said, we always need more help at the winery. Mm-hmm. The fact that he loves Teresa so much that he is willing to put his feelings aside to make her happy with Güero shows like a man. That's a true like relationship and love for someone regardless. Like that's a selfless love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm interested to see how much he will continue to fight for her.
Well, I mean, he was ready to put Becca's through a wall.
Well, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I would have too, man.
Phoenix is about to light up.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix is lighting up because it's all out war.
There's another prediction. I think there's going to be war to who's going to be the new head of La Comisión. Because now...
I think that Teresa's going to take it.
Yeah, she's going to want to be the new head and get Becca's out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I think that that's going to happen easily because I think in order for her to continue being queen, because I'm thinking in-game here and long-term goal...
Mm-hmm.
She has to start accumulating her, like, territories. Right now, she can't have Texas because of everything that went down there. So Arizona is her, like, first step.
Right.
And then going into other states because she can't get Chicago either. So those two are off limits.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well get Arizona first. And so she can start building more and more of her conquering.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we're going to see Devin Finch next episode. Because he did not go away. The last time we heard from him, he was talking to the agency.
I don't think we'll see him next episode. I think it's going to be too focused on the war first.
I got a little inside information on that later, too, but I can't say nothing because then it's spoilers and stuff.
Oh.
So I'll tell you guys off air.
You got the inside track, sir. I love it.
The agent that Devin was talking to. And I was like, what happened?
I don't know if I want to know.
I don't know if I want to know either.
Well, I wanted to know, so I asked.
I don't want to know. I don't think I would know.
I won't
maybe
tell you
that. Maybe we'll find
maybe
out.
Maybe I tell you, maybe I don't. I don't know. What's that?
All right. I see how you are. Guys, this was such an amazing episode and such a, I guess, a crucial, changing, pivotal episode. As much as it was hard to watch, loved the action sequence, loved all the flashbacks. It was amazing. So thank you guys so, so much for joining us. You all are amazing. The Queen of the South fans run deep. And we're so excited to see the war next week. So be sure to come back again, same time, same place. Again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers and catch me on Wednesdays at 7 for 90 Day Fiancé.
Hi, I'm Jorge Payo, and you can find me on all my social media at The E.L. Jorge. And you can also catch me on the 100 panel on Tuesdays, and also soon the, what else am I doing? I'm so damn busy.
Check back.
Check back. Doing something else
and follow him on social
Castle
media.
Rock.
There
Castle
you go.
Rock.
Hey, there we go. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Oh, my.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.